This podcast is sponsored by Talkspace. May is Mental Health Awareness Month, and Talkspace, the leading virtual therapy provider, is sharing the message that connection is crucial because good relationships are an essential and sometimes overlooked component of mental well-being. If your relationships could use some strengthening, a licensed therapist from Talkspace can help. Therapy can help you communicate better with loved ones, repair conflicts, and understand how to address loneliness and build community. It's easy to sign up. Just go to Talkspace.com and you'll be paired with a therapist within 2 days. You'll meet with your therapist online on your schedule. Plus, Talkspace is in network with most major insurers, and most insured members have a $0 copay. Make personal connections a priority and start today. If you're not covered by insurance, get $80 off your first month with Talkspace when you go to Talkspace.com and enter promo code SPACE80. That's SPACE80. To match with a licensed therapist today, go to Talkspace.com and enter promo code SPACE80.
Go loud.
Would you like to come and stall it?
Will you just stall it, look?
I'd like to come and stall it.
I'm not really in the mood.
Well, come on and bleed and stall it.
Yeah, house hatcher. I'm not a house hatcher.
We'll stall it for a crack. We're gonna have a laugh.
You are very welcome to a very special bonus episode of Stall It. And today, we're not in the studio.
No, we're in the back of a free now taxi because, like most people our age, we left everything too late.
That's right. We had options. We could walk, get the bus, panic, but we chose peace.
Exactly. Whether you're late for work, heading to gym with a bag the size of a small apartment, or your mate texts, I'm here now when you're still at home.
Sometimes you just need to hop in and get moving.
Free now is the easy move when plans change. Time is tight, our life gets chaotic.
Which for us is daily.
I can tell.
Fair.
Right, let's get into it. That's the taxi driver, by the way, that said that.
That's right, Chris. Yeah. Chris the taxi driver.
Let's go.
Okay, let's go.
Podcast in the back of a taxi, is it?
Mad. This is.
Oh, no, hang on now, we didn't put our belts on.
Hold on.
Let's put the belts on. I'll just put the microphone down first and then I'll put the belt on.
For anyone listening, that's what's happening. Now.
Oh, yeah.
I heard a bit of Kurt Russell. It's because the belt went on. A bit of Russell Crowe. Off the mic there.
Yeah. Where are we going? Did you tell them where we're going?
We just told them to surprise us.
Surprise? Just give us a surprise.
Where's good to go, driver?
Head up towards the park if you wanted to, or if you head around the green.
Which one?
Stephen's Green.
Ah, no, sure.
No.
I've been there loads of times.
Have you? Right.
I'd say we just go with it for now.
Right, okay.
How are you?
I'm good, yeah. It's different, this, isn't it?
It's different.
I'm used to just taking me scooter. And just scooting home.
Well, you know.
You're used to this. Did you get a taxi in here?
I got a taxi in here.
To get the taxi.
To get this taxi.
Yeah.
To record a podcast in the back.
I'd say you spend more time in taxis than you do in your golf.
Yeah, I do.
Do you?
Yeah. More time in taxis than that. Wouldn't change for the world.
Do you love taxis?
I do.
Did you show up to your wedding in a taxi?
No, but I bloody should have.
You should have.
I like the convenience of them.
We're in what's the 9-seater?
Is this a 9-seater taxi driver?
Yeah, 8 and myself, yeah.
8 and yourself.
Most you can take is 8.
Now, I've never got a taxi this size on my travels. Nice big one.
I thought we were going to get a little 5-seater with the, you know, the COVID perspex.
Oh, yeah.
Divider.
Where it just has that little bit in the middle for your hand.
Kind of makes it feel like you're...
Top that, too.
Reaching under the...
What are you doing? Get your hand out of there.
Oh, sorry. Just trying to give you a tip.
Wouldn't be like you. Would you get much tips, taxi driver?
Taxi drivers get tips.
The Americans are so used to doing it, you know.
They bring the cash with them,
Just, you know, they're used to tipping. It's normal. They tip every 2 minutes over there, you know.
Well, yeah.
Here, not so much. You know.
Too right.
tip you getting in the taxi and out of it. Thank you, sir. I want to go to the Guinness storehouse. Where are we at now?
We're on Dame Street. Dame Street there now. Which is a corridor. Can't drive up Dame Street no more, can you? You can drive down, but you can't go up it. One way or the other.
Something like that, yeah.
Something like that.
You wouldn't know what street you're allowed to go up anymore.
You can't drive anyway. You need to get taxis.
It's essential for me.
It's essential.
It's part of my weekly plan. I plan how many taxis I'm going to get.
Even if you don't need to go anywhere. Taxi.
I get a taxi to get my haircut.
Do you get a haircut in the taxi?
Yeah.
Why not?
I get a taxi up to Amy's job. I get a taxi into the podcast. I get a taxi to the airport. I get a taxi to my ma's.
Well, you'd have to, wouldn't you?
How
you doing?
How are you? How's it going? You hold my hand?
Yeah. Do you mind? I'm nervous.
It's okay to do that in taxis. In taxis.
Yeah.
Will we go to Fano?
Oh, yeah, we go to Fano.
Can we go to Phoenix Park?
Yeah, we'll do. Yeah, no problem.
See if Catherine's in. We'll see if Catherine's in. We knock into her.
Say, yup. No dogs up there anymore. In the garden.
No dogs, yeah. Sad, isn't it?
Yep.
Ah, not to worry. Lions.
Not lions now, is there?
There's lions now, yeah.
But the zoo was up there, yeah?
Go to the zoo.
Go to the zoo.
Take a little trip to the zoo.
You'd be close soon, though, wouldn't
it? What time is it?
Hang on, I look at me wrist.
Fly up there now in a jammer. Do you like it when customers talk to you?
Yeah, I do. It does pass the day, you know. This time of the year, it's January tours, so you're talking to all different people every day, you know. So different conversations with different nationalities and all that kind of stuff, you know. So yeah, I don't mind at all.
I love nothing more than a good chat in the back of a taxi.
And now you're getting paid for it.
Now I'm paid for it. What is the world coming to? I don't mind giving free now my money. Do a good job. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
How are you anyway? Any news?
I'm good. I'm curious. What's the longest fare you've ever taken? Have you ever had to bring anyone to Cork or something?
I would have done them from the airport.
Really?
Cork, Galway.
Would they not just get a train or a bus? To get a taxi?
I suppose if they can afford it and they wanted to just get there direct and quickly, you know, they just...
How much would that be?
Depending now, they're all fair, you know, it's all kind of meet, or they look for a guide price and you can get a guide price to see. But I think generally Belfast would be about 250 from the airport.
250 sheets?
Yeah, a bit more, maybe 330, 340 to Cork, I think, if Cork City just, you know.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But I suppose if you had eight people...
If you had
eight people...
Not bad then, is it? Do you know if, like... You are on the way home, finishing your day. Would you pick someone up, or would they have to be going in that direction?
Yeah, that'd be, if I was looking for me to go home at a certain time, and if I was to say I live in Finglas, so I was going up.
Same.
Yeah. So I was going up. If I was going up O'Connell Street, somebody to hand out. If they're generally on this side, they're going that way. They could be going Fisbrit, they could be going to the Finglas or Ballymore. But if they turn around and say to you, Raff Arms, look, I'm sorry, I'm literally I'm finishing up.
We were thinking of taking a trip to the Shamrock.
Well,
I used to walk there.
Did you really? Yeah. I'm a Reardon's man myself.
Reardon's?
Yeah. It's a full shilling. At the back of the full shilling.
You up the shilling. I'm just up at Charlestown there.
Oh, yeah. I lived in Lanesborough for a bit as well.
Did you?
Yeah.
This is lovely.
Grand with the shops across the road, you know?
Well, I lived across from Eddie Rockets there, just on Lanesborough, just right across.
Yes, yeah. That's where I am now, yeah.
Is this good small talk? Do you like this kind of small talk? Or is it more like, are you walking late? What time do you start at?
The famous one is the guy waiting for an hour and then he gets in and asks you, are you busy?
Are you busy? How's business? Were you busy today?
Yeah. I walked generally in the mornings I walked the airport, you know. I have a permit about 25 years up there, so.
25 years? How long are you doing this?
27.
27 years? You've seen it all change.
1999, yeah. Seen the lot, yeah. Yeah, over the years.
My granddad was a taxi driver for 40 years.
40, was he? Yeah.
They tried to get me to be a taxi driver myself. Wasn't having it. Still don't drive. Imagine that.
Can't even cycle a bike.
Fucking can.
Wouldn't give you a crosser if you asked.
Wouldn't fit in it.
Stabilisers. Up on the back.
Gives a back out there. They're convenient all the same, aren't they?
Yeah.
See that bus lane?
You love it? They should change that to the Darren Conway lane.
I'm telling you now. That bus lane, I'm telling you.
Conway or another.
If we had to be here for 2 o'clock, I left at 1:30 because of the bus lane and how convenient it is in the taxi.
Because you messaged me at 1:50.
Yeah.
I'm here. I'm like, what?
No, 20 minutes.
Crazy.
You're probably confused as to why they call her a bus lane.
Yeah, I'm just like, what's going on? Why is it called that?
Yeah,
it
should be called a taxi lane.
Taxi lane, surely. and you go around the buses and...
It is handy. I'd be sitting in the car in traffic and I'd be jealous just looking at the taxi zipping by.
Zipping by?
Like, oh.
I like that.
Get me in that slipstream.
I like when people are in traffic and I'm in a taxi. Is that bad?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Where's
yeah.
the past?
You're a sick man.
I'm a sick bastard,
aren't
you?
You're a sick man. Just going by all the cars.
Wait,
fingers up.
rolling down the window.
Not just, that's not his finger.
Car wankers.
Traffic wankers.
And then you hit a red light and you're like, oh, there should be a taxi light.
Do you know what someone called me yesterday in a comment on Instagram?
Tell me.
Amy's passenger princess.
Ooh. Shots fired.
You're not Amy's passenger princess. You're the taxi passenger princess. How dare they?
How dare they? Ed, what's the crack with you?
Are you okay?
You finding the...
I just love getting... And this sounds like I'm just saying it because we're in a free now taxi, but I'll never not get a little buzz getting into a taxi. It doesn't it?
You never know what...
like a little treat.
You never know what can happen.
It's like you're in a chauffeur driving...
In a taxi?
I'll always get that little thrill.
In Phoenix Park.
Even if I'm driving up to Phoenix Park late at night, looking after my proclivities. He knows, Chris knows. Chris knows.
I haven't been up in the Fino in years. I won't even tell you why I was up here last.
Isn't it lovely?
Huh?
Oh, it's
Ed,
lovely.
Ed, is there taxis in Mayo?
Ed, there's one.
Oh, nice.
I mean, we're not even sure if it's a taxi.
Yeah.
You just get in, and he's too scared to... You just shout at him. Yeah. And he takes bags of turf. Fair play to him.
As you would.
There's just an A4 piece of paper folded in half put on top of his car.
Yeah.
Early today, who of the two of you, like the taxis are so kind of, they're kryptonite to flaky people, aren't they? Who of the two of you is the flakiest, do you think?
McGuckin.
Oh.
Hands down.
It's not intentional though. I wouldn't say I'm intentionally flaky. I'd say...
It's the car's fault.
Yeah.
It's the traffic's fault.
Yeah, I mean, it takes me about an hour and a half. To get shouldn't, into wouldn't. To drive into
it shouldn't though
to work not well
not in my life it doesn't. Not in my world it doesn't take an hour and a half an hour.
We don't live all that Darren Conway luxury life.
Time blindness, I've been told.
What?
Just a word in my ear. You got time blindness.
I've time got blindness. Time blindness. That's, what's that?
I don't know. It means you're
when you're blinded by a schedule, like if you'd be somewhere.
Yeah, it could be true. There's Cato's gaff now. Look at our front gate.
Look at the gate on that.
Do you reckon she's in there now?
Of course she is.
They're never in there. The president is never in the gaff.
What?
Why did he have such a big... I went there on a tour a couple of weeks ago. It was crap. Remember I was telling you about it? Very disappointed.
The White House better?
This is modelled off the White House, or the White House is modelled off this. It was like the same designer who made the White House in America made the Áras an Uachtaráin in Ireland.
I think you mentioned that one before.
That might not be true.
It's one or the other.
I think it's the Dáil.
Is it the Dáil?
Is
it? Okay, one or the other.
Same guy.
So the guy that designed the Dáil designed the White House.
Yep.
Do you know what I found out when I went on the tour in the Áras an Uachtaráin? John F. Kennedy? He came over. Yeah, John F. Kennedy came over, and then when he left, we sent him a present. Do you know what we gave him? Deer.
Oh,
deer.
A deer from the park.
How
here.
Did he get
you know, there's lots of deer here. They sent it on a boat, and then another. So that was very like. So that deer had offspring, and that deer is now still in Washington. The family is, but when Bill Clinton came over, we gave him a big mahogany table, like just very inconvenient. It's like they forgot that he was coming, and he just looked around the house and said, "What do we have? A table? Here's a table, Bill Clinton. You can have a table."
Clinton looks at the desk as like,
yeah.
What could I get up to on that?
He went, oh, thanks.
He's testing it out with his arse. Yeah, it's good.
Do we need to know what he got up to?
It's a good desk.
So he turns around, he says, oh, it's too big to take on the plane. We're talking about Air Force One, and he can't take a coffee table on the plane. So it's still in the Áras an Uachtaráin, Bill Clinton's table.
People are just there going, don't go near that, that's Bill Clinton.
You're not really, thanks very much for bringing the table, but you're grand. That's an intrusive gift. A fucking coffee table. A coffee table.
Why would you give them a fucking coffee table?
The deer.
The deer is weird as well.
Giving you a cat as a present.
Oh, I'd be happy with that.
Imagine a deer. My God.
Has your flakiness ever, Joe, gotten you into like some serious problems as regards like a plan that couldn't be broken? That was just an incredibly important appointment or date and your flakiness got in the way and almost messed it up for everybody.
Ed, just with the podcast when he was in Washington and all.
Oh yeah, let's not.
I've lost jobs because of my flakiness. I've showed up late numerous times,
really?
Gotten written warnings, and then it got to a point where there was one day I was so late I just didn't show up for work that day, and then I just never showed up for work again. So it's like I can't.
You were too embarrassed by the how late you were.
How late I was.
I was like, I'm not going in now.
Consistently late. My time management is not good. And I underestimate traffic. It's always heavy. It's always bad. I'm definitely better off getting a taxi.
Absolutely. Traffic would be worse then if you left the car there and walked away, man.
Just left it in traffic. Just done a falling down on it.
Yeah,
Michael Douglas.
Or just zip by in the taxi. Oh, is that Joe's car?
Is that Joe walking?
Is that Joe walking? Joe, do you want a lift?
Is that Joe jumping on someone else's car? What's going on there?
Is that Joe having a fight with someone on the path?
You ever flaky? You ever late? Are you always early?
No, I couldn't tell you the last time I was late for something.
Really?
Really.
An appointment or anything, like nothing. You're just always on time.
If I'm late, I'm late by like 5 minutes.
Yeah.
Which is, I think, standard enough time. I think you should be allowed to be late for at least 15, 20 minutes.
If it's really important, I'll be early, but I'll be too early. I'll be like half an hour early, and then that'll be frustratingly early.
I like being really early. I like being an hour early sometimes.
When we're recording a podcast, we've a group chat, and let's say it's 2 o'clock.
Yeah.
We're starting at 2 o'clock.
Mm-hmm.
I'll be sitting in traffic, and then there'll be a text message comes through in the group chat, 1:30. I'm just outside waiting from you. And I'm like, you're half an hour early, man.
Yeah.
What are you doing?
Like to have me coffee.
What are you doing? Maybe the taxis are too quick.
Yeah, maybe taxis are too quick.
Maybe you need to slow down a little bit. Maybe them taxis need to just cool the
jets.
It's
all a conspiracy to make Joe look bad.
Yeah. You're not actually there. You're sweating to get there.
Why are taxis so quick? There's something
so
in that.
Quick.
Something in that. We get to the bottom of that. So we're recording now, so we just have the crack then.
Isn't it, yeah?
Where are we off to now?
Joe, do you want to go down the flats?
Sure.
Yeah, we go to flats.
We go to flats.
We see if Barry Keoghan's about.
See where Joe was.
See who's around.
Up.
If we see anyone, I can tell them to get in and we can have a little chat with them.
I was actually in a taxi yesterday. No, that's not even surprising. But, and the taxi driver said he was from...
You should have a free now gold card.
I fucking should.
You should have a gold card.
I'd say I know every taxi driver in Dublin at this stage. Ah, there's Darren. Fuck's sake, here we go.
What's the most random conversation you've had in a taxi?
I wouldn't be able to talk about it on
the
podcast.
Like, you get into deep and meaningful with a taxi driver?
I don't think so. I'd get deep enough, but when I see the camera up the top, I'm like, they're going to take that and send it around WhatsApp or something.
Because
you're so famous.
So I'm like hesitant on that. Says the fellow with a big, huge, giant camera in his face right now. But I've never got deep. Can't get deep in a taxi. Don't know them. Only know them for 40 minutes or something.
I had to get out of a taxi once. I was in a taxi and the taxi driver got... a call from his wife who was going into labour. And so I had to get out of the taxi because he had to turn back and go to pick up his...
Jesus. Should have went with him.
His wife. And then what used to I be? I'd just be like, no way, he's having a baby.
No way, that's mad. Ew. I don't even know who that is. Just taxi driver, and then he's going to drop me home after she gives birth.
You called the baby Joe. Slow Joe.
Yeah, I was talking to a taxi driver yesterday. He's from Summer Hill.
Oh, right, yeah.
But he left some... I'd say he was in his 50s, but he left Summer Hill when he was like 19. Now he said to me...
Tell me.
Best decision he ever made.
Ooh.
I said, hey, a lot of good people come from there.
Yeah.
My mate Joe, the Barry Keoghan fella, Troy Parra, Kelly Harrington. I just couldn't say why he wanted to get out. I'd want to stay. Booming up there.
I know.
We're on the way now anyway.
Well, sometimes, you're just forced out. Ah, so central, man. I miss it.
Go Mercedes.
There goes.
Oh, what's at the
there goes
now?
My iPhone 17 Pro Max, 512 gigabyte in the back of a free now taxi.
Do you ever find a phone or a few quid?
Yeah, you find a lot of phones. Yeah.
Yeah.
What's the maddest thing you found in it?
Underwear.
Ooh.
Underwear.
Yeah.
Underwear.
The amount of men's underpants I found in the Shamrock toilets over the years, I tell you. Get in there and clean that, son. It's a bit of an accident in there. Bloody hell. He was one of them blading litter pickers.
Oh,
oh,
God.
And a black bag. Soaking like that. A peg on your nose.
Hazmat suit.
Dripping. Do you ever have people wearing the face off each other in the back of your taxi?
Yeah.
And you just throw like a bottle of cold water over them and say, hey, hey, hey.
Naz, this is the life.
Oh, God.
Isn't it?
It's one of the best taxis we've ever had.
I feel guilty. I
feel a bit mad.
Do you? Why?
I don't know, because everyone else is walking.
Oh, look at them. Wave at them.
No.
Wave slowly like the Queen. I just waved at a baby in a pram.
That's the real taxi.
It's not a fucking Aston Martin. You know?
Look at those buses. Who's winning in a fight? Three taxis or a bus?
Ah, a bus would drive
through. Would three taxis take a bus?
Hard to say, really. Depends on the taxi. 3 days once.
3 days.
Do a job. Yeah. To be fair. 8 seaters. 9 including the driver. Tell you what. Jared Jordan. Tell you what. Is it 9 including you, yeah? Is that what you said?
Including me. Eight is the most you can take, yeah.
Is it?
Yeah.
Is there a bigger taxi than that?
No, not licensed with roofs.
Oh, the next one after that's a bus.
You can see some ones that are really big, but the most they'll have is 8 seats in them, you know. Yeah.
Nice one. To answer your question, depends on the size of the taxi. Or if it's one of them city imp buses.
Oh, yeah.
Wouldn't last no time. It'd be gone in no time.
Who was the most famous person you pulled in the taxi?
I remember.
Except us.
We walk in a lot of the hotels. I remember having John Hume.
Who? Oh,
John Hume.
John Hume, yeah, yeah.
Oh, wow.
Really lovely man, I have to say. He was about a couple of years before he passed.
Who's that?
Who's John Hume now?
John Hume, the Northern Ireland politician, part of the Good Friday Agreement.
Oh, that John Hume,
yeah.
I said famous.
From Derry.
Any like famous actors or sports personalities?
I'd Mark Owen, you know Mark Owen from Take That.
Oh yeah.
From the Morrison one time. He was going to the airport, but he's had been doing some kind of documentary down in the, I think it was equivalent to Electric Picnic back then, you know. Take That split up then, you know. So, but I did recognise him, but he was at the phone in the wallet down at the festival where he was.
Right.
And you know, fair play to him. He wanted me to drop him to the nearest AIB before we went to the airport, you know. And he was dropping the, want to make sure that the bank got the, you know, the all our cards and all were in it, whoever owned it, you know. So yeah, he was nice as well, you know.
Mark Owen, sound.
Yeah.
Mark Owen, 100%.
Flying, you know, and the last thing he wanted to hear was, how's Robbie doing?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, God.
They hadn't done that in about 6 years, you know. So,
come here, listen, how's Robbie?
That's how I feel when people ask about Darren. Where's Darren?
I'm fucking know. He's probably in a blading taxi. Doesn't hang around. I don't have him in my pocket. Hang under my lip. I think people think we have bunk beds. And
it's like Bert and Ernie.
Hey, Joe. Where's the other fella? At a concert or something. Where's Joe? I don't fucking know. Do
As if you're going to fucking pop up off my shoulder and say, what, who, me?
Hang on, I'll have a look around the whole of the Tree Arena and see if I can find them. Playing hide and go seek. I take that. Where's the other fella? On a Saturday in the middle of Blanchetown Shopping Centre, they asked me where John McGuckin is.
Up me whole picking days.
Up me arse.
Will I pull him out for you, will I? Do you want a picture with him?
A lot of people actually say mistake me for you.
This is your hood, Joe, isn't it?
This is my stomping ground now.
Wow.
Yeah. Can you take a right down the Golden Mile there, down Portland Road?
The Golden Mile?
Hey, is that still recording? That's what you call it. The Golden Mile. That's what you call it.
The Long Mile Road.
Where does it? The Bridge Tavern there.
There's the bridge.
What the fuck am I telling you?
Where's the Bridge Tavern? I've never
seen it. There with the pub there with the...
Oh my God, is that it?
That's the one and only.
The famous Bridge Tavern.
And Belton's is closed down. For sale.
Is it?
Yeah. You can see the for sale sign down there.
Would you not buy it?
There's Troy's nanny's gaff.
Troy Parrott's nanny's, is it?
Yeah.
This is the Golden Mile, Joe, is it?
This is the Golden Mile.
Where's it
you
get
can
its
see
name?
Look at the poles there that are painted gold and everything. What? That's how you know.
Where's it gets its name?
Can you go left here or down Dunshree?
This is amazing. This is your proper stomping ground, Joe.
See all the poles are painted gold?
Oh, yeah.
Tacky, isn't it?
Yeah, a bit silly, yeah.
It's these flats here to the left is where I grew up.
Wow.
The flat up at the block, top left.
Well, they've got a huge mural of you all over the...
Isn't it incredible?
Jesus, look at that.
Look at them
so
horses.
See the horses in the backside there? That's where they...
Oh, literally horses.
Yeah. No, don't be mean. Keep it clean.
I feel like we're on an episode of Living with Lucy. Come here, listen.
Yo.
1-2-1-2.
What was I going to say? You know Amy?
You know of her, yeah.
You met her before, didn't you?
I met her a few times, yeah.
She'd be a fan of a taxi as well.
Would she, yeah?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Do you know what she likes, though? The security of free now.
What do you mean, like?
As in, like, she has her burdens with it because you know the driver, you know where you're going, it's all on the app, like, do you know what I mean? It'd be different from, like, flagging a taxi.
Yeah, I suppose if you flag a taxi, you don't really know who you're getting, do you?
Yeah.
Whereas with free now, you know, it's, you can see how many stars they have. Yeah.
If she didn't drive a car, she'd be in a taxi. She'd be like myself now.
Yeah.
And I like the security of it as well. Yeah, I like to know who my driver is, so I can ring him after and say, how's everything?
What's up? Was he a good passenger or what?
Don't forget to give us 5 stars, so I'll give you more than that.
Did you ever want to be friends with a taxi? Like, you got on so well in your head.
Funny enough, I don't need to tell you this. You already know it, but I was in a taxi last week, right? And the taxi driver works in Crow Park. And I was saying to him, I couldn't get tickets to the Man United and Leeds game. And he says, give us your number. He took my number down. He goes, I'll get you 2 tickets. Give it a shout and have them.
Well, I didn't already know that. That's new news to me.
No, I was saying that me being in taxis, you already knew.
Okay, right. Yeah,
I don't need to tell
you
twice. I was in a taxi last week. That's what I was saying.
And you got two... Do you have to go with him?
Them, yeah. I might have to go with him, but I'm all for that. I'd rather go with him.
Now, where else are you going to get that? You're not going to get that driving into town by yourself. Only. So he's had to get new 2 tickets to the Man United Leeds match.
Yeah.
Wow. I need to get taxis. I need to get more taxis.
He left on the note. He's kind of like, I can't promise anything now. So when they say that, you're a bit like, maybe
he's like,
no.
Yeah, you'll have to go with a few drinks with me first. And
yeah. We'll have to have it
up from time to time.
We'll at least have to have a sleepover.
Will you come to pictures with me? And then I'll think about it.
Oh, come here. What are you doing before the match?
Do you like snooker?
I do like a bit of snooker, yeah. Well, come here. I know a great snooker spot.
But I've no one to play with.
Just dangling the tickets at me.
Have you ever been to Malta? What?
What? There's a bit of a stags coming up. I'm a shorter man.
It's my stags and no one wants to go.
So if you want these tickets, you better come with us.
And you're like, well...
I'm like, oh no, I really appreciate your driving skills and all and your hospitality in the taxi, but I can't do that.
So you're not taking the tickets then?
Not if I have to go to Malta.
Poor Mick is in Malta by himself like this.
Curled up in a ball.
Sipping cocktails by himself. We're a cut out of Darren Conway.
The tickets crumbled in his pocket.
He's not even getting married.
Just want me to go to Malta with him.
Poor fella. That is so random. It's amazing though.
What were you saying as well about do you go on a hike or something?
I went on a hike. Me, Maura, the 2 kids went on a hike in Wicklow.
But like people listening to this, like it's a bit like of a it's a coincidence.
It's convenient.
Yeah.
It's a convenient story. We went up and then when we were driving back, the car broke down. Wouldn't start because you know my car. It's a heap of shit. Piece of crap.
Yeah.
Crap car.
Eat your breakfast, dinner and tea in it.
It's trash.
Yeah.
It's like
a bin.
It's like Barney Flintstone's car.
Made of bones.
You pedal the bleeding thing. Kickstart this car, will you?
The dinosaur in the garden leading the way.
Hot wire the thing. The passenger door doesn't even close properly. So if someone, you have to have someone in the passenger seat holding the door closed so it doesn't swing open. Literally, it's crap. But the car broke down and then we had to get it towed away to a garage. But then we were stuck out in Wicklow. Had to get the free now out, didn't we?
There you go.
Had to order a taxi. But yeah, I thought you'd be charged extra or something for like ordering a free now out, I don't know, like outside of Dublin or coming to the mountains, but it's just normal. So it was grand in the end.
Happy days. What was that?
Handy.
What were you doing on a hike?
I was like, yeah.
What is the appeal?
Well, it wasn't. Yeah, it was. You know where Glendalough is, kind of around that area. It was a nice little. There's a nice little walk around just that way.
Go for a hike.
I told the kids that we'd climb a mountain.
Jesus, Joe.
And
just on a whim, just like we'll climb a mountain one day.
But we
climb every mountain.
It's a walk. It's a little hike. And in their little heads, they thought that they were climbing the mountains. Bleeding idiots.
Kids, what?
Put you in a taxi. Yeah, that'll learn you.
Yeah.
Climb the biggest mountain in Ireland.
The kids were like, wait, can you get a taxi to the mountain? This is crazy. Don't ask questions. You climbed a mountain. This is Everest. Not Glendalough. Not Guinness Lake.
Would you think of getting... Maybe you think of getting more taxis now, would you? Yourself? After this?
It's definitely more comfortable than I give you credit for. I can see the appeal.
Mm.
I can see the appeal. It's worth it. It is worth it.
Hiking is a way not to spend money.
It's very McGuckin. It's very McGuckin. But Daddy, I don't have any shoes. Shut up. You don't need shoes for the hike.
But my
toes.
Do you
think the caveman?
My toesies are sticking out of my runners. Shut up.
My toes are sticking out of me car.
The bloody door's hanging off the blading car.
Will you hold on to the door?
You're asking for a blading new pair of trainers, the door hanging off. Do you think we're blading made of money? Because we are.
Now get in the bag.
The what?
Get in the bag. And then you'll only be an extra.
Now get in the suitcase. We're going on the plane. Now get in the suitcase. Jesus Christ.
Get in the overhead luggage now. Shut up and don't say a word.
Remember what I told you about being really quiet.
But Daddy. Why are my kids really posh and I'm like a scumbag
Victorian?
But Daddy, I don't want to go in the overhead luggage.
Oh, that is so cold.
What is this peasant food we're eating? Lasagna. Why are we eating it in the car? The bloody door is hanging off again.
I like that you think lasagna is peasant food.
Yeah, but to them it would be if they were like they'd like what would Victorian people eat? Just plates of grapes.
Plates of
plates of grapes.
Sounds like a pub in London. Go down to plates of grapes.
I was in a pub before and they were putting salt and vinegar crisps everywhere, so we'd drink more.
Oh, well, yeah, that's how it's
done. I was just taking all the meanies. I was like, I'll have a bit of that. Free meanies.
You go over to Spain and you get the salty tapas.
Yeah.
Like nuts and pretzels.
It's sort of like
and
Spain
like
here
that.
Today, isn't it? Nice weather.
It looks like it. Well, you get outside and it's cold. Yeah. So it's actually, when you're in a taxi, it looks like Spain, sort of.
Imagine getting really. into a taxi and it's like way off then. It's like, oh, I don't know, anywhere.
Yeah, just take
I just want to get in.
Just like a Hollywood movie. Where to? And then you just say, just drive.
Yeah, just follow that car.
And they're like, I need to know on the app. Just tell me where to. I need to know.
Taxi driver.
Chris, he has
Chris,
a
I know it's funny when it's taxi driver, though. It's more innocent, isn't it? Taxi driver.
Mr. Taxi driver.
Mr. Taxi driver. Did anyone ever get in the car and they just said to you, follow that car?
Yeah.
Oh,
no
really?
Way.
Yeah.
Go on.
Yeah. Obviously you're driving along and he's studying and you're kind of thinking, I wonder is she having an affair or I wonder is he just a policeman, you know. Now it has happened to a couple of guys and following people from the airport, taxi in the airport would say, and your man would show his badge and say, I want you to follow that other thing.
No way.
That's class.
That's a lot of that.
That is deadly.
Yeah, a lot of that.
Would you be well up for it?
Yeah.
Do you play the radio or turn off on, like you can't then put on spin?
Wait, no.
Like, you know what I mean? If you're like, follow that car and then Sabrina Carpenter comes out. Kind of,
yeah.
Do you want the house store?
You want the ATM ad on or something?
Yeah.
You'd nearly want to get out with him, wouldn't you, and see what the crack is?
Yeah. I'd be afraid of
driving you the whole way.
Would you be afraid you'd be too conspicuous, like he'd find you out? Why is this taxi following me the whole way?
I mean, you know, if you're the taxi driver in front, probably wouldn't. You wouldn't, because we all, as you said, we're bus and taxi lanes, we're all following each other into town anyway.
That's the good thing about the app as well, isn't it, though, that you know who's getting into your taxi?
Oh, 100%. I mean, even, you know, you've everything, once you put up, you've got my roof sign, which is the most important thing, you know. Once you have a roof sign, we all own our own roof signs generally.
Yeah.
Our name is attached to it, and You know, it's you've also got a lot of people that don't know about it. There's a driver check as well. There's an app with driver check.
Yeah.
You put in my plate number and everything will come up on your phone as well.
Oh,
you know,
wow.
If you wanted to, but especially for girls, you know, I have an 18-year-old myself and she uses Freenow all the time.
Yeah,
you know,
yeah.
And
that's all I was saying about.
She wouldn't go to a taxi rank.
My wife uses it all the time.
Freenow all the time. You know?
For that reason, you know, my wife. That's mad, isn't it? I'm a year married.
Well, congratulations.
In May, the 3rd of May, a year.
I left my laptop in a taxi once and I was able to get in touch with the taxi driver the next day because I was able to look on the Freenow app and see the taxi license and I was able to get in touch with him then to get the laptop back. So it's even good for that sort of stuff, isn't it?
Yeah. Yeah, you find it, you know, even like, you know, people, especially with phones, if people had phones back in 20 minutes, you know, they kind of, you know, it's really easy just to get once you have the idea, you know, and it stays on your phone for a while, like, you know, so it doesn't just delete. For us now, for data purposes, as soon as you get out of my car and I send back the fare, I've no information on you whatsoever.
Yeah.
So I can't even ring you to say, by the way, I'm at the phone in your phone, you know. But you get your free now, we'll have all, you know, my details, and then we just get it back to you as soon as, you know.
You have the right of either.
So one of the questions we have here, lads, is everyone that's gotten into the taxi. Chris, you'll be able to speak about this. Wouldn't even have to ask you. What are the three most common questions?
Are you busy?
Yeah.
Are you out long?
And
what time are you finished?
What time are you finished? There we go.
What time? The golden trail.
Lads, your mission, should you choose to accept it, you've got to update the taxi chat.
I think...
Come on now.
As soon as you get into a taxi, just say, look the driver straight in the eye when he turns around and go, what did you have for your dinner?
Oh, Darren, I was going to say the exact same thing. I was going to say kind of like, did you have dinner yet?
Yeah.
Or when do you eat dinner?
What'd you have for your dinner? That is... Yeah.
When do you eat if you're a taxi driver? When do you...
You don't.
They don't?
No. They have their moments. They go back, most of them go back. You go back to the house there for you?
No, I'm out all day. I wouldn't go back to the house now. I'd stay here all day.
You hit a drive-thru?
Generally, no. Obviously, if I'm up at the airport, there is a canteen there for us to use while we're waiting, you know. But generally, you'd be a centre or a spa, you know, go in and get your roll and that. And generally, take a bite at every light, every red light. You know, at times you could be doing that, you know. But generally, if you're parked up, you know, if you're on pre-booking jobs, you get a bit of time to go in and get a sandwich and that and park up and just pull in, you know. But that's what we do, kind of. Eating the go, you know.
Do you smoke?
No, I never smoked, thank God.
No, that's good. That's handy.
Yeah.
Because I'd say if you did smoke, you'd be chomping at the bit.
Gumming.
Yeah.
I haven't heard that one in a while. Gumming out my head in the taxi. Yeah, what do you think of that one? That's a new one.
Yeah, when did you eat?
What
did
you have?
What was the last thing you ate?
Yeah.
We need two more. What have you got?
How much sleep did you have last night? What about that?
Did you sleep well?
How was your sleep?
Yeah, that's a good one.
It'd be a bit weird though.
When you're done nights now, you know, you get rid of a passenger now at 2 a.m. if he wanted to have a conversation about his relationship and all that kind of stuff. Like, you're literally counselling at 3 a.m, you know.
God.
Yeah, a lot of that stuff would go on. Like, do you think she's doing that?
Ask ChatGPT.
ChatGPT taxi.
Do you have another one? Final one.
How much did you make?
Can I see your receipts?
Yeah. Much to make today.
Man, literally get in the taxi. Watch her have your dinner.
She doesn't know that.
What was the second one?
Watch her have for dinner. Do you smoke?
Yeah. Watch her have your dinner. Do you smoke? How much money did you make today?
I forgot you could go up this road now as a taxi. You couldn't do that now if you were driving.
Another one is it. Do you own this? This your own?
Do you own or are you rent?
It's your own. Yeah, it's
own.
Classic. No, yeah.
That's another one that was coming. This your own?
Would you ever go electric? Would you?
That's another one, yeah.
That's exactly one. It's minute you get in. Forget the dinner and all. Would you ever go electric, would you?
Where are you living? That's one as well, isn't it? People say, where are you living?
Where are you from, yeah.
That's a bit intrusive, isn't it?
What's your address?
Where are you from?
What's your PPS number?
Then they start asking the name and people off that live in the area where you live, you know. And you don't be cousins. you know, like.
Oh, yeah.
Darren's already done
that. I already asked that, yeah.
Off mic.
Would you have any sons around their age?
Yeah.
31, actually, yeah. What, did he go to school in Finglas?
Surname.
Didn't know him, though.
That's so funny that Darren did it.
Leave it to me.
But he's used to it. He knows how to talk to taxi drivers.
Yeah.
How do you, I wonder what do taxi drivers talk between each other? What do they say to each other?
Yeah, we have a Monday club. There's a lot of us, because we work at weekends and stuff, mostly we don't really go out as such, so we kind of meet up on a Monday, you know, and all the conversation is generally just about, you never guess what happened and that, you never guess what happened, I picked up this person.
Swapping war stories,
you know,
yeah.
Talk about the good jobs and the bad jobs, you know.
Yeah.
Will you talk about this? Will you say, I had two agents in the back, leading talking rubbish for 2 hours. Handy few quid.
Ask me what I had for dinner. Never had that one before.
I know one of them would turn around and say, did they pay for your diesel? That's definitely one I was going to say.
And what do you say?
Filled it up. Very spenny now. For the old Petrodiddle.
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 That's where my young fella was born. One of them.
One of them.
Did you ever have a woman in labour in the back or give birth?
Not give birth, but fairly close, yeah.
Ooh.
Yeah, fairly close.
Did you charge her silage?
No. You're just hoping she'd name the baby after you, but no, she never did. You've had someone just, you know, they could be just going into labour, you know, and they just ring a taxi because obviously it's hard to get ambulances, you know.
Yeah.
That was a few years back now. We brought someone into the rotunda, it was. And you know, just got her in there and they were waiting for her outside, so it must have been fairly close, you know.
Yeah.
Did she pay?
Yeah, he paid.
He paid, did he? Good.
Hang on there a minute.
The door's locked.
Yeah, I was delighted for them, but I made sure I got paid.
You know? Yeah. I'm delighted for you now, but where's my money?
Hand it over. In America, if a taxi driver gives birth in the back of someone's taxi, they get a few quid.
Only.
In some states anyway.
Really?
From the government?
Yeah.
That's
must happen often.
Why are you being sent?
More often than because it's I don't know. It's just good publicity. It's newsworthy. Be great for you. Be great publicity, you'd be famous, Chris.
Yeah.
You should have stalled, you should have slowed down the taxi when she was in the back.
Got a few quid.
Should have said to her husband, yeah, don't worry, I have this. I've got this, I know what I'm doing.
Woman gives birth in the back of a taxi on O'Connell Street.
Oh,
this is probably the longest I've been in a taxi.
Is it?
Yeah.
Yeah. Time flies when you're having fun.
That's what I mean. Like, yeah, can't believe it. I thought we were only in it for 15 minutes. How much would you say that fare would have been for this trip that we've been on?
Generally, you know, because we're only doing city driving, we're not like on motorways and stuff like that, it wouldn't be, you're more stop than start, you know, the kind of way.
Yeah.
So it works off both. Yeah. But I'd imagine, you know, if you were doing this around, it'd probably be about 40 an hour, I'd imagine. Yeah.
How much?
40 euros an hour.
Not too bad.
40? I thought it would have been way more than that.
Yeah. To think about it, we've seen Ars Nuctaron, we've seen the flats, we've seen, what, Merrion Square.
Yeah.
Seen all of Dublin, really.
And it was quick as well, because we had the bus lines.
Yeah.
We're going to see Stephen's Green now.
Yeah.
The outside of it. Could be like a tour guide, as well as a taxi.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Do you ever hear people saying, taxi drivers, they think they own the roads.
Oh, yeah.
Is that a big one?
Yeah, it is, yeah.
These? I don't say that, like, I just heard people saying it. Well, we're nearly home.
Yeah.
Q.
I don't want to get out. I could stay in here all day.
Yeah, I want to stay in it.
He's from Finglas, that fella. He does Elvis.
That fella?
Yeah.
I can see that.
I can see the pub. Yeah, I can see him now. In pubs and...
Wise men. Oh, we never done carpool karaoke.
Go for it.
Quickly, go on.
Can we start me off?
With a song?
Yeah.
What's your karaoke song?
When the truth be found to be right, don't you want somebody? No?
Yeah, I thought you were going to do it.
No.
It's a good song, though.
Did you ever get anyone that just, like, wants a few tunes on?
Oh, yeah. Back when when I was doing nights, you'd have six or seven people, you're picking them up a house, you're going into town, and obviously the tunes be blaring up, you know. I think that's why when I hit 40, I gave up nights. So now I'm not putting the radio on anymore. No.
I'm not putting the radio on.
But I have a can. No, you know you can't. So just hit a certain age where you could have gone, you know, I'm not doing that anymore, you know. But the tunes be blaring up, you know. Declan Pearce is an awful lot to answer for.
No, that's it, Dick.
Dick Pearce.
I wouldn't be able to be a taxi driver. I hate people too much. Imagine someone getting into the back of your taxi and crying. I'd just be like, ugh.
What are you crying for?
Get out.
Enough of that crying now.
No crying in the back of the taxi, please.
You're not going to ask me what's wrong. No, get out.
I don't care.
If I cared, I'd ask.
Just ask me if I'm working late. That's it.
Or what I have for my dinner. Or how much I made today.
Small talk only. I'd have a sign saying small talk only. No big talk.
No big talk. No eating, drinking or talking. Not even a phone call.
Lads, we're back.
We're back at Marconi House.
The full swing.
Marconi Mansion.
What a great way to see the city. Brilliant.
That's what happens in taxis sometimes when I get them from here. The taxi driver will say to me, oh, it's a news talk, is it?
Oh, yeah.
Like, no, do I look like someone from News Talk?
Do I look like Pat Kenny to you?
Oh, that's the radio building, yeah, yeah. Today FM and that. Yeah.
Do you want two free tickets to Man United Leeds?
Do you want a free ticket for that?
For what?
For nothing.
Yay!
Great job.
Appreciate that, Chris.
No bother at all, anything.
Thanks, man. Nice.
Thank you.
No problem at all.
It's not often there's two fellas in the back recording a podcast, I'd say.
No, it's definitely me first.
There you go.
Well, we're honoured to be the first.
Hopefully not the last.
Hopefully not.
Or hopefully the last. Says you.
Yeah. Right, that's us for today's bonus episode.
I'm not going to lie to you, man. This has changed me.
You? Changed?
Yeah. I used to think taxis were just nights out in emergencies.
And now?
Now I'm seeing the vision. Gym run, early meeting, airport, getting home when the social battery dies.
Ed, he's evolving before our eyes.
Unbelievable.
Massive thanks to Free Now for looking after us today. And Chris, our driver.
Honestly, when plans move fast, it's handy having something that moves faster.
Download the Free Now app and hop in when life happens.
Are you getting out now or what?
I'm going to stay in.
You staying here?
I love taxis.
Well. Yeah, I'm not getting out.
Yeah. I'm all for it.
The Sleep Outfitters Memorial Day sale is on. And you can save up to $1,500 store-wide. For a limited time, save up to $500 on adjustable sets from Tempur-Pedic and Sealy. Or get a purple king mattress for the price of a queen. Plus, enjoy free next-day delivery and setup. And our exclusive lifetime price guarantee means you always get the best deal. Don't miss the Sleep Outfitters Memorial Day sale. Going on now. Save up to $1,500 store-wide. Only at Sleep Outfitters.